So, after being woken up at 5:30 and brought downstairs, one kid peed himself on the couch. Another walked
Oh
into the dining table, and then the dog threw up three times on that same couch. And so started my 35th birthday.
Happy birthday.
The adult beverages are poured, the kids are asleep. Welcome to New Dad Gaming, a show about fatherhood, gaming, and new fathers figuring out their gaming lives. My name is Trevor, and I have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old.
And my name's Jeff. I have an 8-year-old and a 5-year-old.
And I'm standing in the midst of kid pee, dog vomit, another kid wailing because he slammed his head. And it's like, huh, I'm 35, huh?
You're just questioning your life choices at that point. You're just, this is it. This is it, eh?
This is what I did, but
All right, well.
but besides that ominous start, the rest of the birthday was great.
Oh, that's good.
So in fact, let's go ahead and cheers to my birthday,
Yes.
because finishing off the summer with our Gaming Dad beer pick series, we have our last choice of the night, which Jeff and I will go ahead and open now, enjoy, and give a couple notes towards the end of it. So anybody listening that has a beer, go ahead and crack it open, and cheers to all the gaming dads.
Yeah, cheers. Happy birthday again. Okay.
Taking sips just makes for good radio. But the yeah, so that there it was at the birthday, and it was just staring at that colossal mess and reevaluating my life. It was wondering what on earth my birthday was actually going to be like. Now I'll say it had a heck of a happy ending. The birthday was fantastic. Besides some incredible surprises for my wife and my kids, which are absolutely darling. I mean, having your kids sing happy birthday to you, especially when they're so little, it's just so adorable. Like
It's the
that's
cutest thing in the world, yeah.
oh, and they're so happy. It's also largely because I think they know they're getting cake.
Yo, yeah, it's for them. As soon as they get done with the song, they get a slice of that cake. It doesn't matter if you've blown out the candle or not. It's,
Well, they blow,
they're coming for it.
and of course they blow my candles. Like, it's not like
Yeah,
I
oh
get the
yeah, of course. You could offer it, but really, they're
yeah,
gonna blow it out.
as it should be. But so that was just darling. But I some of the best parts though was some time to myself. Like it. Besides some excellent time with my wife and my kids and other family members, which was all amazing, there was just a couple blocks of time given to me to be alone, to have some dad calm, to play some dad games. It was beautiful.
Oh,
It was so
yep.
peaceful. So the so two
Yeah,
game so two games I did play. One was Hearthstone, somewhat unsurprisingly, but because I have a pretty decent deck and I had wanted to get to level 15. So in Hearthstone, as I've kind of mentioned in the show, they have kind of floors you get to. So once you get past level 20, you can't go below. Once you get past level 15, can't go below 10, 5, legend. And I was close to 15, and I knew I could do 15.
Yeah.
And I did 15 on my
Oh,
birthday.
there you
So
go.
I got all the
Look at
way up.
that.
And I was done. I'm like, all right, that's about that's as much as I could
We're
possibly do, I think.
signing off. That's it.
As far as the effort goes, and like, oh, especially, I mean, with gaming, the times when you really earn the victory, it's such a, like, there's some games you'll play where it's just a mismatch or the person has a bad connection, something. And this could be in any game, but you win, but it's not, you didn't really earn the win, right?
Yeah.
This one, I have never earned a
Oh.
harder match in Hearthstone. It was neck and neck. I drew okay. He drew fantastic. He did everything he wanted to do, and I still beat him.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's
This
such a
is
cheap card.
worthwhile.
Like, I won't go into all the nuances of Hearthstone, but like I have 30 life. The opponent has 30 life. The idea is to like hit him with minions and bring him down to zero.
Okay, yeah.
There's something in Hearthstone they introduced called a quest, where if you do these, seven or eight things, you get this super crazy bonus. And this one
Okay.
is if you play seven of this particular type, you get 40 life, no matter where you were. Right?
What?
Yeah, your life goes all the way up to 40.
Okay.
So I had beaten this dude down, like all the way to like eight.
Yeah.
And then he got this thing. He got his quest. And he went all the way back up to 40. And I was like, all right, man, whatever. I'm bringing you back down. Whatever. This is happening.
And I wow, did it. You're not even defeated at that point. You're just like, this is going
to
happen.
Oh, because it was, I had a good hand. It was ready to go. And like I said, so it was earned. It was glorious. It was beautiful. May my 15.
He knew it was your birthday. He's like, I'll give it in. I'll just.
Yeah. I wonder, maybe my icon had a little hat. So that was great. Yeah. Now, the other game I played, I wanted to ensure I didn't just play Hearthstone on my birthday. I got back into Doom. So Doom is on my game list.
Yep.
I've been trying to get through it, really enjoying it. But I got to say, Doom is a really different beast, right? Beautifully so. Because, well, beast, haha, devil game, sure.
You were going there.
I didn't mean it. I'm very sorry. Yeah, right. Bad jokes just, they fly out now. I can't
they
help
come
it.
Out, yeah.
But, you know, so much with shooters, it's like kind of a lot more methodical and careful. Like a lot of times I find in shooters, it's you progress a little bit, and then as soon as you see somebody, you're just walking backwards.
Slowly. Yeah, you do like a little pop. You know, you pop them a little bit, and they go under a corner somewhere.
Or you get some cover, or, you know, it's very easily. It's kind of slower. Yeah. Like, not Doom. Yeah. Man, that is just full out arcade. Man. You cannot do that. You have to jump. You have to do glory kills. You have to kill people with your chainsaw. Otherwise, you're not going to have enough bullets to finish everybody else.
Right.
Like, it is action, and it has to be action strategically. And it's so you have to kind of break yourself out of old habits with shooters to get into it. And when you are, though, that's a good time. Like that game is just, it's such a fresher breath air amongst games. It honestly is.
So it'll let you kind of loosen this demonic sandbox of sorts, and you just run around as fast as you can, killing as many people as you can at once. So I can see it as like a twitchy kind of gameplay.
So I was kind of hoping to beat it before we recorded so that I could move on to
beat it.
I still haven't beat it. I'm super close. I have to be close. I'll tell you this, actually. If it's not close, I'm probably going to stop playing.
I'm halfway through the game. I found out I was halfway.
it's enjoyable, and it's not yet overstaying its welcome. But if it tries, if it turns out I'm only like 2/3 there, it'll have overstayed its welcome. I need to move on because I need to get through this list. But I think I'm there. I got to be there.
You heard it here first.
We'll find out next week whether I truly beat it or just watch the final on YouTube.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, I see how it ends. That's fine.
Man, have you not done that yet? Where it's just you gave up on a game, you just went to YouTube. Or even it's either don't finish it, show me the ending. Or even better, beat it, don't get the good ending, but you don't have enough wherewithal to go through it. Have you done that?
Totally. Witcher, there's like 8 endings. I'm not going through another 110 hours to make 3 different choices to get that ending. So, I watched the YouTube montage of all the endings. I'm like, there, save myself probably 3 lifetimes worth
going through. I remember doing that with Mass Effect 3, where...
Oh, that's another big one, too.
I got an ending, and then... Well,
good or bad, just neutral, just it's there.
It was fun. It's, you know, like it was a difficult game for them, I'm sure, to finish. The ending certainly left some things to be desired. I'm happy with my choice, but I was not going to go do it again. So yeah, just hopped online, watched the endings, was further disappointed.
That's funny. You're like, oh, well.
Yeah.
They all kind of suck.
I was disappointed no matter what. But Doom was just fantastic, man. So I think it close to beating it. Then I have to figure out what's next on my docket, which I think it's God of War would be next. So finally beating God of War, so we could talk about it. Dad of War after so long.
They're kind of thematically similar in a way. Like, you're still going around just slicing and dicing things.
Yeah, so. First I'm going to, if I'm not playing a god, I'm trying to fight the devil, so.
Yeah. That's right. You don't want to commit any more gaming sins you're not adding to this bucket list, are you, at all?
Okay, well, so.
Okay, so you stuttering there makes me think that this isn't This, now, your list isn't the same.
Now, there's this really great Facebook page called New Dad Gaming.
I think I've heard of it. I think I subscribe.
And one of the moderators happened to post up a sale of Baldur's Gate on mobile.
Okay, yeah. I remember that post.
Yeah, I bet you do. And Baldur's Gate, that's not a mobile game. It's not a half game. That is a full total game that I understand to be voice acted as well.
Yep. Yeah, there's some voice acting in there. That's a lot.
Highly heralded, totally offline. And it's just like, okay. It's as far as like a full-on RPG game that on mobile for any of the time when I have that type of downtime. that sounds like something that I'm missing. So that I was willing to sin for that much.
Wow. Yes.
Don't you judge me, Jeff.
That's a long game.
As if you've never pulled any gaming sins, Jeff.
Well, I'm not saying I'm an angel, but yes, I had completed a gaming sin. I bought probably one of the most loathed games ever. Battlefront 2. I bought that sucker.
Oh, that's against your word. That's been canceled. Pre-order, no less.
That was it.
As Trevor mentioned, I've fallen. What has happened?
I know. I had that sucker pre-ordered, and then they put in all those transactions and walls where you have to grind to get the next heroes and stuff. And I said, you know what? I'm canceling this. It's not happening.
But proud then, dad stance for nothing.
Walk along a PlayStation flash sale, and I bought it for about $10. So,
so they got very little money for me.
Yeah, exactly. They're not getting their budget back. I will say it is a fantastic looking game, but it's probably worth about $10 in terms of content. There's not much there.
About $10.
You want a campaign to beat? You beat that one. That one's like 6-7 hours. I'm not joking. Like, so
a good 6 or 7 hours.
Yeah. No. It's graphically and sound and all that is all total Star Wars, but it is not a good story to me. It's not the greatest at all. Mm-hmm. And some of the choices in there, like some of the game mechanics, are just shoddy. They don't introduce anything new. It's not that fun. You're just kind of going through it. But my kids and I love that Star Wars world, and to be in there, and I can play with them as a co-op.
That's nice. Fun.
So we do that and just have a blast playing whatever hero we want to be now, because they did remove a lot of that stuff, so it's not totally horrible. I would never pay $80 for it, but $10 is good.
Now, playing co-op with your kids, is it...
Yeah.
That's online against people, or is it... It's campaign, okay.
No, it's not campaign, it's just you against a scenario or against waves of bad guys, which is enough to appease them and me, where we can run around doing the same thing, or I face them and beat their butts, so whatever.
Assert my dad dominance.
Yeah, that's right.
So I'll say, so for my worst gaming purchase ever, Battlefront, some of the true only fun I ever had with it was the wave gameplay with a buddy of mine. Like, that was rich. It was fun. Like, it really felt like Star Wars, but it just kept pushing you into online, which was lousy and boring.
I'm going to die in online. I don't want to go there and meet people that have been there for the last 2 years. I think it's been 2 years or maybe a year, where they know everything about the game. I'm not going on there to... my friend's kid is online there. I'm not going in and meeting him and then getting beaten by him. That's not something I want to endure. I
have to see that kid at dinners, man. Like, I
can't. Yeah, exactly. I'm not going to your house. Your kid beat me in Battlefront. It's not happening. So
what is the game mix for you guys, especially with your kids these days? Like, what games are you playing with your guys?
Zelda. A lot of Zelda.
They're into Odyssey. Zelda too.
Yep.
They control, or they watch you control?
My oldest controls, so he has his own profile. It's a little bit more difficult. That game is...
not daddy's profile, eh?
He cannot play under mine.
Daddy's going 100%.
I need mine intact. Especially when all the weapons break. I don't want him breaking all my weapons and then I'm stuck.
he would too, like on a tree.
Yeah.
Like,
for sure.
Instant grounding. So,
it's been a great experience with Zelda. My youngest gets in on some Mario Odyssey and Mario Kart action, which is kind of cool to see. And then, yeah, I've been playing Battlefront 2. So I kind of wanted to get them into PC gaming a little bit too, just to get used to the keyboard and control, like a mouse. Just that helps with, that actually does help with schoolwork and stuff where everything's touchscreen now, but they have the laptops that are not touchscreen. So when you walk into a classroom and you see the kids just touching the screen with no reaction, you're like, nope, they haven't learned mouse yet. They don't know.
That is the best. I find that with the TV too. It's any screen, they just want to touch it because that's been their introduction to technology. Like, why can't I touch this one?
Exactly.
It's kind of a good question. Why can't you?
Daddy didn't pay you the extra dollars for that function, so.
The innocence of babes.
Yeah. Ugh.
That's good. So the other thing I suppose I'm hearing is that the Nintendo Switch was a fantastic family investment for you.
You know what? I would say yes, it was a fantastic family investment. Like you said, investment. And I encourage you, among other new dads, to purchase one.
that would really help with my gaming to-do list, wouldn't it? Just go ahead and get a whole new system.
Portable. It's portable. You can play all sorts of games on there. You can play Diablo 3's coming out. Dark Souls, I think. A bunch of others. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Street Fighter's on there.
Yeah, Dark Souls. That sounds great, Jeff. With my gaming like dad time... And my list of games I have to beat, I'm going to purchase a Switch with Dark Souls. Real nice.
It's a possibility. It's going to come. I'll just make a post about it, and then maybe you'll consider it. Oh,
that page swayed me. Yeah, the only post I saw was around... So Creed comes out tonight for PSVR. I'm very excited about that boxing game because, you know, I'm pining for any boxing game and a VR one of this caliber. And again, like, shout out to the previous boxing game. Oh, shoot.
Is it Knockout League? Is that what it was?
Thank you, Knockout League. Yeah. That also looks fantastic. So I don't want to... that one would have also been a good purchase, but this one to me just seemed a bit more towards the fight night that I've been missing.
Right. So you're playing that tonight, right? Because it launches at midnight?
I am not. That is so late. I am so tired.
Okay.
I'd like to, man, if a younger man, I'd consider it, but... Baby don't care when I go to bed. Baby gonna get up when baby wants to get up.
It would have been funny to record that, though. You're just asleep in VR and have the other fighter just beat you in submission.
Yeah, it's 11. Yeah, or even better, it's like it's 11:45. I almost made it.
Almost made it
there. I'm sleeping my VR helmet. Hashtag dad failed.
Yep.
But some dads... hardly fail at all. Some dads are doing a great job, and those dads win Gaming Dad Victory of the Week. Each week we feature a gaming dad who is doing fatherhood and gaming so well. This week's Gaming Dad Victory goes to YL, who submitted an excellent photo to the New Dad Gaming Facebook group, showing other dads it's possible to mix your current reality with a virtual one. Jeff, why don't you run us through the photo that YL submitted to us?
So this is it's a pretty awesome photo with a fellow PSVR owner.
Yes.
totally in virtual reality with his kids behind him. And what looks like Christmas time, there's a Christmas tree there. So it looks like everybody's enjoying what he's playing. He's off in his own reality and his daughters are behind him waiting for his next move. I'm not sure what game he's playing, but it looks like they're all interested in it. So hats off to a PSVR owner. That's amazing.
Yeah, and the best part, too, the kids, the look on the kids' faces, too, like, they're clearly engaged with whatever he's seeing.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and, you know, as we've mentioned many times, like, one of the coolest things with VR is that interactivity with those still in the room. So you're not, you are not just by yourself playing it off, but here he is. He's living the dream. He has got the headset on, his two daughters, like, right behind him, holding on to him, no less. Like, that is... Yeah. Absolutely adorable. Have you had a chance to have your kids nearby while you played your VR? I believe so.
Yeah, they usually want to play the one where they look on screen and then I'm in the VR headset, which is great. I have had them try it on for a couple minutes. You know, you're not really supposed to, but and they experienced it and it was a pretty cool experience. What I will say is having his kids so close behind him would scare the living daylights out of me. Just that unknown hand that grabs you, you know, hey daddy, and you're in VR is a little bit unnerving, even in the fun games.
All we can hope is that he's not playing any type of boxing games, so that he's gonna be flailing back his elbows. But as I said, he has gone into that virtual reality while still dealing with his current reality. And if there's anything that gets our hearts racing as far as a Gaming Dad victory, it's PSVR with kids involved. So absolute kudos, a well-deserved Gaming Dad Victory of the Week. Congratulations. If you would like to be nominated for Gaming Dad Victory of the Week or know somebody else deserving, please reach out to us on our Facebook group or through our website, newdadgaming.com.
And new dads, listen up as we go over this week's highlights and what happened in the world of gaming. Well, to start, some unfortunate news. Late last week, we heard that Telltale Games will be closing down its doors forever. The studio responsible for the choose-your-own-adventure type style games for The Walking Dead, Game of Thrones, Minecraft, and many other series has been whittled down from 200 employees to a skeleton staff of just 25 to carry out a remaining project for Netflix. This meant that the series of Wolf Among Us and the final season for Walking Dead were left canceled. Well, not all is lost, as a few investors have shown interest in the past days for the remaining season of The Walking Dead, so season pass holders might see the story end without having a cliffhanger. As for the staff that lost their jobs, thoughts go out to them and hope they land on their feet. Amazon is now in the gaming world, and it's showing off its new MMO called The New World. While the video is only brief, showing environments, the ambitious game will have hundreds of players battling for new land, killing monsters, or killing each other in a supernatural sandbox world. This will be Amazon's first big entry into the game world after canceling their other AAA title, Breakaway, earlier this year. We'll see what Amazon can do in the gaming market, knowing that they own one of the giant gaming streaming services called Twitch. So stay tuned and see what happens with The New World. And are you hyped for Red Dead Redemption 2 yet? Well, details have been slowly dripping from the studio leading up to its October release. They have touted over 200 species of animals that will all behave differently according to different situations and environments. This comes on top of Rockstar saying that every single NPC in the game will be able to be interacted with, most having multiple ways to interact with them. Maybe walk up to them with your gun drawn, maybe they run or not say anything to you, walk up to them drunk, and maybe they'll laugh or try to rob you. This game sounds so immense and awful all at the same time for consuming the new Dad Gaming's limited time available for gaming, so anybody up for that challenge can go for it when Red Dead Redemption 2 launches in October 26th. And sick of microtransactions yet? Well, another fan favorite has been added to that pile. Devil May Cry 5 will reportedly have in-game purchases. Yes, that's right, the game that features collectible red orbs, kind of like Mario with its coins, acts like the game's currency that can now be purchased in order to buy extra moves and skills. In response, a Capcom rep has said, and I quote, "Giving people the ability to purchase red orbs, it's something we want to give people as an option. If they want to save time and they just want to give all the stuff done at once, those people can do that." Well, color us unimpressed, and it's a warning to any dads out there looking to pick this game up in the future. As for game releases this week, some highlights include Valkyria Chronicles 4 for all the consoles, FIFA 19 and Hollow Knight Voidheart Edition for PS4, Xbox One, Creed Rise to Glory for PSVR, and Towerfall and South Park Stick of Truth for the Switch. That's it for the gaming news this week. Catch a nap and tune in next week for another update.
And this week we are wrapping up our beer celebration from the end of summer. And to give a bit of a spoiler on my thoughts on it, what a way to go out. This is delicious. We are drinking Good Lot from Farmstead Brewing Co., a Farmstead ale, and it is, I am absolutely adoring this. How are you finding it? I hope positive now that I've kind of played my hand.
Yeah, you kind of shown your, it actually is quite good, and I was thrown off by the can. If anybody picks this up, there's kind of, I thought they were lemons. They are not lemons, but I, for some reason, was expecting this weird citrus taste to it, but it's actually quite good. I'm not sure what's in it, though. There's something there. I can't put my finger on it. It's not grapefruit. It's not banana. I don't know what else is in it. It's something sweet, though.
Yeah, see, I'm being tricked, too, because, yeah, my mind, it's almost in seeing the visual, you kind of start to go towards lemon.
But yeah, I don't think like that.
It's almost like a bit of citrus, I think. But if it's there, it's certainly kind of in subtle, the background, right? Of it. So yeah. Interesting with this. So this is all from the Greenbelt here in Ontario, coming from a place in Caledon. No less.
Yeah, apparently super local.
all local grown. So this isn't like sourced hops. This isn't brought in from anywhere else. This is everything straight from the Greenbelt here in Ontario. So now I know that they're going to have a bit more of a wider distribution to LCBOs. We'll kind of see how far they do have a reach, but this is a really delicious. It bit on the strong side at 6.2. I was about to say,
it is strong, so you better be sitting down for one of these. So
yeah, but I'm enjoying because it has that it's got that hoppiness to it without being the entire thing just being hops. So it's got that hint of hops.
Yep.
It's definitely an ale in so much as having that kind of flavor profile. And I swear, it's almost like a citrus, but not quite. I want to be careful in saying so.
I need to look it up after this. I'm not sure.
So again, yeah, description.
Not strong. It's a good cold beer to have. So.
Yeah, I swear there might not be even the slightest hint of citrus, but because you're looking at something that looks so reminiscent of lemons, it almost brings you there.
I'm not gonna look at the can. You could definitely see it among all the other cans, though. This thing is bright yellow with black and white kind of design on it. So
yeah, be sure to pick it up. This is absolutely another purchase for me, though. This is a delicious beer. I'm really happy that we ended off on this one because this is really fabulous. This is definitely gonna get into my rotation. And yeah, you know, all the better because it's so super local in Ontario. And I'm hoping that they definitely find some distribution further out. So cheers. If you do see Good Lot in any of the LCBOs or hopefully further out, I think New Dads would highly recommend it.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe not too many, though. It is 6.2. No, no, and you have kids.
Just for birthdays.
Just birthdays. Now, the news about Telltale really, for me, came out of left field. Like, that was super surprising to see them shut down because the market is flooded with their games. Like, it seems like every other week it's the next Walking Dead's coming out or Game of Thrones or Borderlands. Like, so many games. Apparently, like, how did that news strike you when it came about?
It was kind of a shock. I saw it on Twitter, and apparently it was a shock to the staff too, which they didn't know. So they were given 30 minutes to get out. Came pretty quick, but I guess they've been floundering for a while. I don't think any of their games made their money back. I think one did out of all of them, and it was an odd one. I can't remember it off the top of my head, but it was maybe the Minecraft ones, but Borderlands ones, Walking Dead ones, were not making money for the studio, at least not enough to carry them. So it's totally unfortunate. Hopefully everybody gets a job.
That's just really surprising because they seem to have such fanfare to them. There was the Batman series that seemed super interesting.
Game of Thrones, they had a whole bunch. They were just locking down licenses, which might have been, maybe that was the expensive part, was to get the license and the voice acting going. But
because it was all the same engine. Now I own maybe one or two of The Walking Dead, but I didn't go out and buy them specifically. Like, they were kind of part of like a bundle that I purchased, and I've never played them. Like, they're just something. In so much as that, I can't really speak to them, but also I was never really compelled to play them so much, despite what all the good reviews I had heard about it.
Yeah,
the only other thing that kind of turned me off was because of the sequential nature of it. There's always a thought in my head, and this goes for any titles like that, like game one of six, right? Where it's just like, that's if, you know, and if I get locked into this series, if I'm really excited about it, and you're not going to finish it, like that's super bothersome, right?
Yeah.
I remember there was one time with the, it's called a rain-soaked print. Oh, no. There's the Penny Arcade with the comic strip. They had produced a game on the rain-soaked precipice of dangerous or darkness or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing. Like, they had produced the first two games, had some terrible blowout with the developers or the internally, and they barely got the third one produced. They had an entirely different game style and everything else for the third just to get the thing out there, but they barely finished the story. So imagine going two games deep, no payoff. Have you ever held off on a sequential game for that reason, or am I just
No, crazy. Very much so. Especially when they're really far into the episodes. It's like catching up on a Netflix show and you have to kind of binge watch, which is very different than binge gaming. So for you to go through all those episodes kind of one after another, it's hard. And especially when they're all kind of an individual downloads or across a series. I remember getting the first Walking Dead one because I liked Choose Your Own Adventure books as a kid, and having characters remember your choices was an interesting thing to me. But then it kind of grew a little bit tiresome where I found out the endings weren't all that different. I wanted, specifically in a game about choice, I wanted them to be very different endings. And maybe if I followed it enough, that would be the case. But I just found the payoff, like you said, is it's not enough at with the episodic way of doing things. I've never really liked episodic games that way. I'd wait until they all kind of come out as a collection and then grab them, because then you're guaranteed an ending, for one, because they would all be produced, and it'll be a lot cheaper at that point too, where everything's kind of together and all the kinks are worked out. So
yeah, I mean, the Hitman though. Series kind of seemed interesting for that. Their most recent game, where it's episode, I don't know how much of a story thread was really throughout all of them. I think it was much more about, imagine like a just unbelievably sized game, where each level is like such intricate detail, it's massive, right? But as opposed to the game comes out all at once, it's a level at a time.
Yeah.
Right. And that's what the Hitman series did. And apparently to, at least from everything I had heard, very well received acclaim. So you were kind of purchasing it a level at a time.
Yeah.
And I think they were pretty reasonable with their pricing too, so that wasn't really a gouging maneuver. It was more like they were finishing it and then kind of tweaking as they went. So they kept releasing like one level, and you got to buy that level, play it 30 times. Like they kept releasing challenges for it, so it was kind of interesting. So there's ways about it, but yeah, like episodic storytelling, and then if they don't finish it, that's too much, man. It just gets brutal. Like, what happens now if they don't finish Moss? Like, what if there is no Moss 2?
Well, that's what I mean. You're kind of left. You're left at that cliffhanger you loved so God, much.
Damn that cliffhanger, man.
Yeah, and that's with kind of any game that you're just kind of on the fence about. And the future of stuff like that, it's hard to throw to the next game. Even Last of Us could have been just, that's the end, right? And it could have survived as such. They don't need to make a sequel. Now, they made room to make a sequel, but if they ever went under, which they'll never do with this one, you could just survive on Last of Us, and that would be it. Like, it was a complete story. The sequel is taking it further, which I'm fine with, but to leave a thread open so you can kind of cash in on that a little bit, it's leaving a door open for disappointment too.
So it's it's a shame. And as you said, I think I've heard of a couple bigger studios reaching out to those folks.
Ubisoft,
to offer jobs and such. So I mean, it's some talented people, so I'm sure they'll end up in good places. So sad gaming moment, but such is the life and death of studios. Now, as our resident gaming dad, Red Dead fan, how you feeling about your big game there, buddy?
I know, right? Oh my God, I'm not going to be able to complete this thing. For those that don't know, I have pre-ordered this game.
It's been sitting in there. Bad sins, it all comes around.
It's been sitting in there since it was announced at E3, because Amazon had an E3 sale. So $49 is going to get me this game, which this game will never get down to $49 Canadian, at least for a while, if Grand Theft Auto is any example. So it's been sitting in my Amazon inbox for 2 years. It's finally ready to come out at the end of October, and this game sounds enormous. It sounds too big. It sounds like, with every NPC that can talk to me, no, I don't want that. I want the ones blinking with the quest. Like, I want the quest givers, the ones that I need to get that equipment to complete the game, because that's what I want. I'll interact with other people later. I'll never do it. But as a dad gamer, I need the quest givers. I don't want everybody else. So
it would be a dad mode where it's just like, turn off everybody except those I have to talk to. I gotta go through this.
Just give me the main, just one of the main quests, and then I can just gallop around the world later if I want.
But I think it speaks well to some of the fears was that it's going to be too influenced by GTA 5 Online. There wasn't going to be enough story. It was really just going to be a sandbox. you know, microtransaction world. But from the sounds of it, like, it looks like there's a lot of content cranked in there. So it sounds like it's boding well. And we'll certainly find out with your thorough Red Dead review. Will you stay up till midnight?
I'll stay up at midnight and press X to download, and then walk away and go to bed.
We don't, buddy. You could have been playing it already. Don't you worry about that.
It's going to be enormous, enormous game. And I won't play it online. There's no way. I'm not doing that. I didn't play GTA 5 online. I'm not playing this.
Hashtag I'm a dad, never online.
Hashtag don't got money.
But on those wonderful notes, we will wrap it up for the week. Thank you, everybody, for listening. This has been New Dad Gaming. If you'd like to subscribe to the podcast, you can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and any of the other podcasting services. If you have a Gaming Dad Victory of the Week, we'd love to hear from you on our Facebook group or on the website itself. And again, with those places, please come on to our Facebook group. We're on Twitter. And of course, the website, as mentioned, newdadgaming.com. If you can like the podcast, leave a comment on the podcast. If you don't like the podcast and want to send us notes about why you don't so we can improve it, we'd very much like to hear that as well. We're trying to reach out to as many gaming dads as possible. Hey, gents, we got to stick together. So what can I say? So would appreciate a like, subscribe, and a share to any other new dad who games. Until next week, my name is Trevor, and I have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old.
And I'm Jeff. I have an 8-year-old and a 5-year-old.
All right. See you next week.
See you later.
Gaming Dad Victory of the Week. Each week, we feature an exceptional gaming dad, and often their kids, who are doing fatherhood and gaming so well. If you would like to be nominated or know somebody else deserving, please get a hold of us at our website, newdadgaming.com.